Vayter in Shas, Pirin Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Vav, picking up on Kuf Vav, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 lines down by the Pasuk Vayar. Vayar is Hakini, Vayisa, Mishaloh, Bilam, Sadakini. Remember, we saw before, Akin is one of the names of Yisro. So he saw him and he said the following Mashal, Amarlo, Bilam li Yisro. So Bilam says to Yisro, Kini, Naloa Yisi Imanu, Baosa Eitza, weren't you with us during that advice? That was that when Paro was Gozer, Rashi says, Shagoza Paro, Kol Beta Yilo Diora, Bitamiya Vadi Sakilakaman, like you were with us. You know, when Paro was trying to throw it in, there was a whole bunch of people around, you were one of those people. Mio Shivcha Itzeli Sani Olam, who placed you next to the mighty ones of the world? Like, what is going on over here? How is it that you got a schus that says Rashi, Shasidim Banecha Leshe Beliskas Agazis? How is it you got such a schus? You know, you went from mikatsa l'katsa. The Gemara says we're going to see that Yisro ran away when he didn't want to listen to what Paro said. He ran away, and Bilam like can't believe how he went from being by Paro, and all of a sudden he's his kids are in the Sanhedrin. Behind the Dalma Rabbi Chia, Barabam Rabbi Sima, Yishol Shai Yibos Eitza, the three people that were there at that Eitza. Elu Hain, Bilam, Eov, Yisro. Bilam was there, Eov, and Yisro. Bilam Shots, Narag, Bilam, he gave advice to go to throw the babies. He's the one who said, give advice to go throw the babies in the water. What happened to him? He got killed. Sheyot, Narag. Eov, Shishos, like Eov was quiet. He didn't go one way, he didn't go the other. What happened to him? Nidon be Yisro, and he ended up getting all different sites of pain, suffering, like you don't sit back and just do nothing. He ran away, his sons were and ended up being by the Sanhedrin. Shanamro, Mishpichos. Right, he protested and he ran away to Midian. Shanamro, Mishpichos, Sofrim, Yosha, Yabates, Tirusai. We had said this passage already a couple of days ago. Tirasim, Shavasim, Shavasim, Hema, Akinim, Abayim, Machmas, Avi, Beis, Rechav. Right, So we see that his kids, and that was Yisro, ended up being the Liskos Agazis. Wow. And the Pasuk says that, what did he say? It says in the Pasuk that he said his Mashal, and he said, woe, who can live? Misumo Kel says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Oy la l'uma, Shetamatza b'shoshakadosh baruch hu osai pidyon labanav. Woe to the nation that's going to be found stopping the Yidden at the time when the Kodesh Baruch Hu is trying to redeem his kids. Don't get in the way of Big Papa. Kodesh Baruch Hu is coming over here. You better watch it. Mi matil ksuso bein lavi l'levia b'shosh t'niskachin zemzeh. Who would throw his garment between a lion and a lioness at the time that they are meeting with one another? Right, Rashi says, La'akfam shaliz dakaku zelazed de mesukana. It's very dangerous. Kol miu sheyachol akav itzisal v'kodesh baruch hu mekinisa. Machnisa. Who can go and stop them from going together? V'etzem yad kitim. Great ships will go from the coast of Kitim. Amar Rav said, Libun aspid. Kitim is Libun aspir. Libun aspir. V'ino yashor v'ino ever. And they're going to afflict Ashur, and they're going to afflict Aver. Ad Ashur katle miktal, until Ashur they're going to kill. Mikar ve'elach mishabdei shibudei. From that point on, they're just going to start enslaving people. Right, he's speaking about what's going to happen with Rome. Says Rashi, Rome, klomer osan umo shevei kosh bachu, patam asidim leharig. It's called the Umas Ara Ashur Me Ashvelach Minichoso Mishabim. And the Asa Kamara. That's going on, what's going to happen in the future. Hidden Yolech Lami Lacha Yatzacha Sheyasa Mazel Amecha. This is where Bilam says to Moab to seduce the Yidden. Behold, I go to my people. Come, let me advise you what these people should do to your people. Amecha Lama Zemi Boyle. Why do you say what this people should do to your people, that the Jews should do to Moab? It means what you're really saying, what your people, meaning Moab, should do to this people, to the Yidden. And for the Gemara, it's a good person who curses himself and he puts the curse on other people. Rashi says, shiflus ze bebalak shehu tsarech levakish etza hech yikash leba yisrael ele biyisrael tala shiflus. You want to make it like he was lowly, he had to ask advice, so made it like the Jews. Lomer shehain tsrichin leitza sheyikashuba. They need the advice on how to be nichshal b'nei Moav below shalom. Titkof yidei Moav al Yisrov. I need to say v'sher yaseh amazelat le'amcha. Okay, back in the Gemara, Malami said to him, Elohei, Eloheichem, Elokeihem, shel elu soni zimu. Because Baruch Hu hates immorality. V'misavim l'klei pishtan. And I know that the Yidden, they like linen clothing. Bova Asiacha Itza, come and let me give you some advice. I say them Kalayim, set up tents for the Yidden, and Voshibem Zonos, put, you know, like a little bit of a, like a carnival, and put Zonos in them, Zakena Vivchutzvialdim, an older one on the outside and a younger one on the inside. Vim Golem Klei Pishtan. Have them sell them Klei Pishtan. Asim Kalayim a Har Sheleg Ad Besa Yishimos. So Balak set up, you know, these tents from Har Sheleg, which is the Hermon, the mountain of snow, in the north, to Beis HaYishimos in the south. When they were doing all those things, you know, the drinking and good time, Amarisel Zakina, the older one, would say to the Yid, Yetam Vakish Klei Pishtan, right? Do you want to buy a Klei Pishtan? Zakina Amarisel Bishava. The older one would offer them, you know, full price. The Yalda Amarisel Bapachos, the younger one would call him to come in and offer him a lower price. Shtayim Vishosh Pa'amim. So what would happen? The Yid would come back to the store two or three times because he liked this price. So afterwards, when they're friends, she would say, "Areat keben bias, like you're like, you know, you're like one of our houses, you know, one of the bnei bias. Shebor Alaska, sit down and pick for yourself. You know, what is it you want? Rashi says, "Kotach shishin tatarizah, whatever you want." It's a tsurisha yayin amoni munachetzla. There are pitchers of wine that were put over there. I says, "No, those flasks of wine that were from Ammon, v'dayin lo nesar yayin shenachem, and they didn't yet have the gezera of yayin nesach." Amra lo, she was saying, "We're told that she tished kosi yashal yayin. You want to have a cup of wine? Kevin shasa bar, but once he became drunk, you know, then he would have a taivas. Amra lo, Shmi Ali, he would say, like, let's do this. Let's get it on. Rashi saw you mistaka borav yitzahara shmini havi shabbas atashmish. Hotzia yirasa mitochika, and then what we should do, she brought out an idol, and Amar lo avod lazeh. If you go ahead and you just bow down to this, serve this, then I'll be for you. Amar lo, you'd say to him, "Alo Yehudi ani, but I'm a Jew. Amar lo, ma ichbas lecha. What do you care if you're a Jew? Klum avakshim imcha el apir." We want anything to do rather than just pee, like Baal Peor. Just go to the bathroom. That's just kachoy savut so shapor. Shematzuz lefonim. Just go to the bathroom in front of it. Like, what's the big deal? Who in the odea shavurus or he doesn't know that that's how they go ahead, and that's how you actually serve it. V'lo od, and not only that, ela she'eni menach tachad shetichpor b'toras Moshe Ramcha. I'm not gonna allow you to be with me until you are kofer in the Torah of Moshe Ramcha. Right, once he's involved with that, he'd get the next step, right? Just go against Torah, and then unfortunately, they would fall to it. Shenemar, Himabo Baal Peor, Vayinozru Laboshes Vayushi Kutsam Ke'avam. They came to Baal Peor and they strayed into shame, and the lust that became detestable. You know, what's amazing reading this is that even when they were drunk and they were enticed, they still know who they were, they still know that they were Yidden. It's only when they fell to actually doing something that, even though it didn't really matter from their understanding of being using the bathroom out of it, but once you get involved with actions like that, that's when it starts. But the Yidden, we got the Pintel Yiddes all the time. So they settled in Shittim. That was the name of the place. They're involved with things that are shtus. They're involved with stuff they shouldn't be involved with. Rashi, Laz Rashi Bechor says, Liznos El Benos Moav, to be Mizana, sorry about that, with the Benos Moav. But the Tikrena La'am L'Zivchei Elohean, and they invited the Yidden, the people to sacrifices, the sacrifice of their gods. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Arumos Pagubahen, the Moabite girls came to their people, they came totally in the nude. That's how they came, and they came to meet them. Wow. Oy vey. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Shenasu Kulan Bale Kriyan. What does that mean, Vatikarena? It says, Vatikarena La'am L'Zivchei Elohean. It means they all became Bal Kari because of what was going on over there. My Loshen Refidim. What does it mean when it says the Pasuk Refidim? Rabbi Lezer Omer, Refidim Shema, I mean that was its name of a place. Rabbi Shoma, not a machlok between the two. Sharipu Atzma Medivri Torah. They weakened themselves when it came to the idea of steiging the Heilige Torah. Says Rashi, I did the Elif Kligu Bey, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yoshua, B'mashmos, Deshitim, Nakat Nami, Refidim, the Pligi Bey, B'chiai Gavna, say machlokas about whether it's a name or it means something. Shenemar lo hifnu avos al banim mirifion yadayim. Says Rashi, lo hifnu avos al banim lehikiv lahem. If they rifion yadayim, shal Torah mitzvos v'achinami rifidim rifion yadayim hu. Kol if they shirafi yadayim min haTorah baalim amalek. Because of their weakening themselves in Torah, the son of Malik came upon them. Amar Yochanan, Koma Kushem of Yeshiv, whatever says Aloshan, Ain Aloshan, Sar, it's going to be something which is painful. Shanam of Yeshiv, you saw Bashita, Bayachal Am, Lizos, and Venus Mav. They stayed up, they went to Shita, and then they had Mav. She's called Vayeshiv, Yakub, Eretz, Begrav, Eretz, Canaan. Vayaviv, says Vasuel, Aviam. And then he brought the whole story with Yosef and the brothers. Happened from there. But in Vidam of Yeshiv, you saw Eretz Goshen, Yakub, Mesel, Amos. And he sat up there and he came to die. Vayeshiv, Yudav, you saw Levetach. Ishtachas gafto v'tachas teinaso pasukim alachim v'yakam Hashem sata l'shlomo yisadad v'adami v'zer v'elech hu be'adam. And then what happened? Hashem set up against him Adad, and there was anyway. I was says v'yeshiv, it's going to be bad. V'yasmal chay midyan hargu el chalaleihem v'yasbilam ben ba'or hargu becharev. Now they killed the king of Midyan. And Bilam ben Beor, they killed him with the sword. How did Bilam die? With the sword. It says Rashi, Ukrabi Yeshua, except this is Yeshua. Bilam, my boy, awesome. What was Bilam doing in Midian? Right? It didn't really work out over there when he's cursed in Yidden. So Bilam told the king of Moab that he was going back home to Aram Naharaim. So how did he end up in Midian when the Yidden were coming in? Amar Yochanan, Shaloch Lito Schayers, and Varbaim, Varba, Elef, Shipim, Yisrael. He went to Midian to get a reward for the 24,000 that ended up getting killed. Rashi Sahargu Ba'atsaso. Halchitom Hebalachim. He's like to Midian. He's like, I'm going to go get my payday right now because of the fact that I told them to go and seduce them. They ended up dying. 24,000, says the Pasuk, in a plague. So that's why he's going to get his money. Money, money, money. Amar Zijabar Tovi Amar Rav. Haimu Damarinchi. This is the old saying. Gamla Uzla mi bai karne udine davale gizizan mine. The camel went to demand horns. Instead, the ears he already had were shorn from him. You're going to get something extra and you end up losing even the basics. Says Rashi, kach bilim shal schar v'ner. You wanted to get money and he ended up dying. Ves bilim b'mora kosim and bilim the son of Or, the sorcerer. They ended up killing. Kosem Navi. Why are you calling him a Kosem? He was actually a Navi. Rabbi Yochanan Bitchila Navi Lebesof Kosem. He started off as a Navi, but he ended up just being a Kosem. Rashi is the awesome end of the Kal Tzisrael. Little man in the Vua of Vanessa Kosem. Had he done the right thing, it would have kept, but he lost it. Amar Papa Haim Dami Inche Misigne Vishilte Havai Aizan Lagavri Nagurai. She who had been the wife of a prince of princes and rulers committed adultery with men who drag ships. Not enough that she just did Gilir Rios, but she did it with like just these, you know, these lowlives over here. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Vav Amud Beis. Hargumene Sabacharvel Khalalayam. The children of Yisrael, they killed by the sword the people that they killed. Amarav, she came up by Arba Misos. That, what does that mean when it says this Lashon of Hargu Chalaleim, the plural, it means that they did on Bilam Arba Misas Bezin. Skila Osefa Herig Vechenek. Amar le ha'umina 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 le Rabbi Chanina mishmielach Bilam bar Kamahava. Did you hear how old he was? How old was he when he ended up getting killed? Amar le, he said back, Mikhtav loksiv. He says it's not actually written. Ela midichsiv anshei damu mirma lo yechsu yameyem. For the fact that the Pasuk says in Tehillim that men of bloodshed and deceit will not live out half of their days. Bar t'lasin t'lashnin o bar t'lasin me'arba. And it's got to be that he's, 33 or maybe 34 years old, because he couldn't have lived out the half of days, which is 70 years. Rashi says, Rav Chanina, less later of Simai, Dharma Le'el, Shlosha Ayyub Osa Eitza, the para bilam of yiso the simai bilam chaya yoser ben min matayim v'aser shadim. It's got to be that he doesn't hold of that drasha because he would be over 210 years old. The ha haya be'atzas paro lechola ben yilad yarat shechul. The Rebbe says Rebbe Simai kol osan matayim v'aser shadim so yisol begalus v'tzayim adam belchamas midyan chaya bilam. That's how long he was alive for. So he didn't hold of that drasha. Amar Lei, so the Min says to him, Shaper Kamart, he's saying good. Di Chazili, Pinkas said to Bilam, Behavik Sivbe, because I saw the Chronicles of Bilam, and it says there, Barat Lassan Atlashnin, Bilam Chagira, Katkatal Yase Pinchas Lasta. Bilam the Lame was 33 years old when he was killed by Pinchas Lasta. Says Rashi, that the Sartzava, Vafilu Katle, Acher Kol, Hamilchama Nikris Al Shemo. Pinchas was the commander of the army. Even if it was another soldier who killed him, it's under Pinchas' rule, so we consider it like it was Pinchas himself. So let's read that Rashi again. I read the trapper on Katkatel Yosef Pinchas Astar, Sartzavav, Afilu Katle Acher, called Mechama Nikris Al Shemo. Even someone else killed him was under his name. Amar lei my bereid ravina livrei bekulu lo tafish lemidrash. All the kings and the head yot that we have in our Mishnah, and not getting world to come. Bekulu lo tafish lemidrash. Don't darshan, right? Don't extend yourself to expound hints about them. Labar negatively. Labar mi bilma rasha except for bilma. She says. Except for Bilam HaRosh, Rosh is the Komad to Mishkachas L'Gnai Drosh. Anything you can find, which is bad to darshan against him, do it. Go ahead, knock him out. Okay. Okie dokie, now we move on. We saw the first one of, we talk about Bilam. Now go to the second of the four hediotos that have no chelikom abba, and that is doeg. Ksiv doeg, ksiv doyeg. Some places it says doeg, and some it's written doyeg. Why? Rav Yochanan, Yochanan says, but chila Yosef HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'doeg. Right? It depends on which part of doeg's life this happened. The way that Hashem felt for him. But chila in the beginning, before he did any averas, Yosef HaKadosh Baruch Hu vidoeg, because we sat and he was, so to speak, worried. Shami Yetzei Ra, Yetzei Zeh, maybe Doeg is going to end up going out to the wrong path. Therefore, Shami Yetzei Latabasra. Lachash Yatza, after he went out, Amar Vai Shiyatza Zeh. Woe for this has occurred, for it's actually come out to be. They went out to the wrong way. That's the oi doyeg. Say man. Give over Rosh Hatzadi Chel v'sofer. Amar of Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak says, my dechsev. What do we understand from the pasuk that says ma tishalo bira gibor chesed kel kol hayom? Why do you pride yourself with evil, O mighty warrior? God's kindness is all day long. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, L'doeg, lo giba b'torata. You're not, a great, strong Torah warrior. Like, you're not so hot. Matzis halabara. Why are you priding yourself in your evil, in your bad? In other words, says Rashi, Lasapar Lashonara David. What are you doing? You're coming speaking Lashonara about David HaMelech. This whole story that he spoke to Shaul and ended up killing the city of the Ir, Noav Ir Kohanim. So, Lo Chesed Kel Notar Elecha Kol Yom. Is God's kindness not spread over you all day long? Rashi says, Lo Chacham B'Torah, Tot of Siv, Torah's Chesed Alashona. Right? It's got to be a Torah of loving kindness. You're involved with Hashem's loving kindness all day. So we're jealous of others and why you make fun of speaking negative about David Melech. I'm Rav Yitzchak. Right? It says in the Pasuk that L'Rasha Amar Elohim Malach HaLasapar Chukai, Pasuk in Tehillim again, but to the wicked one Hashem said, to what purpose do you recount my decrees? Amar Elohim Baruch Hu L'Doeg HaRasha. Malach HaLasapar Chukai. What is it you're saying my decrees and you're involved in steiging? Kshata Megiel L'Parshas Meratzchim L'Parshas Mesapre Lashon Hara. When you get to the whole thing about murderers and Lashon Hara, Matha Dorish Baham, what are you dashing over there? How are you going to explain this over here that you ended up killing the city of Nov, all the Kohanim there, and that you spoke Lashon Hara against David HaMelech? The Pasuk in Tehillim continues and says, Vatisa brisi alei picha, and you have my covenant on your mouth. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Ami, ein toras ha-shadoig ela mishpat misafa v'lechutz. It was only from the lips and outwards. In other words, he didn't go ahead and actually internalize the things that he was learning. Rashi says, below believe. It wasn't in his heart. V'amir v'yitzlak ma'idach seva v'yiru tzadikim v'yiru v'olav Yischaku v'yirau. Right, what does it mean when it says that that it's about Doeg? The righteous will see and be scared, and they will laugh at him. But chili yirau first, and Doeg was at the top of the top. He was a tzaddik. There was fear. The tzaddikim were scared of him. As she says, tzaddikim are yireim shelo yilmad adam mimaisav shel Doeg shaholich v'chotei umatzliach. He's going, he's sinning, and he's being successful. So, his power, the tzaddikim were scared of him, the self Yitzchak, but in the end, when he died early, they ended up laughing. Rashi says, "Kishameis b'chatzi yamav, v'shav gemulo b'roshol Yitzchak." Then they laughed at him. Yeah, Doeg was very big. He was riding high by Shaul. Then he ended up losing everything. Crazy. V'ar Rabbi Yitzchak said, "My d'chsev, what does it mean when it says in the pasuk in Eov?" And when it says Chayil Balav Vayiki Enu Mibitno Yorishenu Kel, what does it mean when it says he has swallowed treasure and will Chayil Balav Vayiki Enu Mibitno? He's like, he's going to throw it up. Someone's going to purge it from his stomach. Yeah. Amar Dov L'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Yamas Doeg, kill him. So let Doeg die. Amalos, Hashem says back, Chayil Balav Yikenu. He swallowed a treasure. He's going to throw it up. Right? He's a lot of Torah, and he didn't forget it yet. And that's what's going and protecting him right now in this situation. Amalafarav Shtavel says, Mibitna Yerushenu Kel. So take it out. You know, do a pump, stomach pump over here. Cause him to go ahead and to learn his, lose his Torah, so that it won't protect him anymore. The Amar of Yitzchak, another shtick of Yitzchak says, again, all these are ideas that Doeg doesn't have a world, you know, Olam Haba. My Dersiv, Gam Kel Yitotzcha Netzach. What does it mean when it says, but Doeg, also Hashem should shatter you for eternity. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu David. Nase Doeg la'alma da'asi. Let him come. Let him come to the world to come. Amalafanav. Gam keli toschon netzach. David said, may Hashem shatter you for eternity. In other words, that you're not going to get into Olam Haba. May dechsev yachtecha v'yisachecha me'ohel v'sheireshcha me'eretz chayim selah. What does it mean when it says at the end of the pasuk, may he cut you and tear you from the tent, up and uproot you from the land of life? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, or Selah. Hashem said, Lemru Shmaita be Midrasha Mishmei. Let them say teachings, you know, in the base medrash in the name of, as she says, Me'olzeh Bisa Medrash. Let it say in the name of Doeg. I'm a Lufanov, so David Mel stand in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but Doeg, Yachtecha V'yisachacha Me'olhel. May Hashem cut you and tear you from the tent, meaning from the Beis Medrash. You're out. Nahavilei benin rabbanon. Let Doeg, so Hashem is saying to David Melech, well, let it at least have descendants who are Torah scholars. So David said back, v'sheireshecha me'eretz chayim sela, uproot him from the land of life. I says Shor Shalot the Chasim Eretz Chayim the Lo Lavele Bnei Rabbanim, like should be a total cut off. I cut this guy off entirely. Vamer Vislok My Dechsev Ayeh Sofer Ayeh Shokal Ayeh Sofer Es Ha Megdolim. What do we send the pasuk in Yeshaya? This is talking about the context. This is about the punishments that are going to happen to the Rishayim in the times of Mashiach. The Tzadikim are going to be awed by Hashem's justice, and they're going to say, where are they today, those wise and powerful ones who counted and weighed all the government shtiklech and counted the towers of each city to determine the requirements? But if it's like Darshan's, it's the Doeg. So, what is it? It says, where are the ones who can count, the one who can weigh, the one who can count the towers? Hey, so far, Kol Osios Shabbatora. I thought, who's the one that used to be able to count all the laws of the Torah? Rashi says, "Ohi a baki b'chaser siseres." He was a baki in these things. Aye shokel, shokel kol kalim v'chamurim shabbatorah. He used to weigh out the kavachomers that are found in the Torah. Says Rashi, "Your dealigers for kavachomer." He knew how to do that. Aye sofer as a migdala. Who's the one who counts the towers? So he sofer shlosh b'nos halachos psukos v'midal berech v'avir. He used to count 300 laws about a tower that's floating in the air. Rashi gives four interpretations of what this means. Either it means something to do with the letter Lamed, that it slanted inwards, and he knew 300 reasons as per why it would be that the letter Lamed had to go into slant inwards. Or we say that what it is that he knew 300 rules about Tumah and Tahara, but someone outside of Eretz Yisrael in a basket, like a closet, or he knew 300 ways of suspending a tower in air through magic, or what it means is that it's, he knew 300 halachas about the laws of Tumah that's in a closet standing in open air, as opposed to one that's in the house. Amar Rabbi Ami Arba Mea Baya Bo Doeg Achitofel Migdal Pariach Vavir Doeg and Achitofel. There were 400 questions about the tower which floats in the air. Velo Ifshid Luchad, and they were so deep that they weren't able to go ahead and to solve even. They didn't even get an answer to even one of them. Amar Rav, is that such a big deal that a person is so intelligent, that someone is so smart? Are you saying Revusel Mi Bay? That it's a great to go in to ask a lot of questions, says Rashi. V'lumo Torah Rachmana Libaboy. Hashem wants our heart, says Gemara. Bishnei de Rav Yehuda Kuli Tanui ben Nezikin. Here's Rav Yehuda, all the teachings was in that of Nezikin. V'anan Kamasnizna Netua Beuksen. For to come, but we are well. We know things really well in everything, including up until and including Uksin. When Rav Yehuda would go ahead and he would get to the following Mishnah, Isha, she koveshes yarg bekedera, if a woman is preserving a vegetable in her pot, and others would say that it was the following Mishnah, Uksin, that olives that one preserved together with their leaves are tahor. Amar, he would say, Havayus Duravu Shmuel Kachazina Hacha. I see I see here. There's a need of the questions of Rav and Shmuel. Says Rashi, the love of Yadi might time in Torah. You understand why it would be that they're tame. Vadan come as nitzam oxen to last three mesifta. Where nowadays we treat we teach the oxen 13 different schools, and know it so well. So we are even greater of Yehuda's generation. For Yehuda shalof mesane v'asamitra. Yet when there was a drought in his days, Yehuda would take off his shoe, showing that he's in pain, and rain would come right away. Yeah. Vanan, Safchina, we go and we cry out, Velek the Maskechban, but nobody listens to us. So what do you see over here? If whose generation was even more beloved than ours? So it's not just like, wow, someone's so stark. Ella, Kodesh Baruch Hu Li B'Bai. Listen carefully, my friends. Hashem wants your heart to be into it. Tachsev Hashem Yira L'Levav. Hashem sees into the heart. Amar Rav says to you, Shtag, Hashem loves you. Just get your heart in it. Amar Rav Misharshia, Doi Vachitova Lo Avisavi Shmaita. They didn't really understand what they were learning, says Rashi. That is that Lo Yodan Halacha Lefrasha Lekitikta Abitaima. They weren't able to understand, the, even have the clarity of comprehending, to understand the basis of Halachas that they actually learned. Maskavar Zutra, Mandach Sivbei. We're talking about Doeg, what they say about him. Aye Sofer, Aye Shokel, Aye Sofer is a Migdalim. Where is the one who can count? Where is the one who can weigh? Where is the one who can count towers? Vatamrit Lov, Savri, Shmaita, you say they didn't understand what they were learning? Doesn't make any sense. Hello, the Lov is Salkalu Shmaita Libid Elchasa. What it means is that their studies didn't lead them to the correct halacha. They didn't have the schus to have their opinions accepted and put down as what the halacha was going to be. The sif so the Hashem li rei'ah, rashes lo zachal likba halacha kamosan. It says Hashem's secret is to those who fear him. Amarava Rabbi Ami, lo meis doig, atche shachat amur, he didn't die until he lost all his learning. Shana emar, hu yamos bein musar rov valto yishke, he shall die bereft of wisdom, led into error by his great folly. Crazy. Rav Amar, that Nitzara, that he got Sara'as before he ended up dying. Shanamar, Hitzmata Kolzone Mimeka. That you cut down all who stray from you. Hitzmata of Sara'as. Kisavhasam Litzmisus. It says over there by Yovel, it says Litzmisus. And Mitagarina Lechalutin. Tanan, Ein Be Muska Lemuchlot. Alaprio Freeman is no difference between the two of them, back to the Megillah days, except for the hair growing along and ripping the garments. So you see that he got Saras before he died. Semen Shlosha Rav Chatzikar, Omer Vilkon, Shlosha Malachi Chabala, as Danul Ladoig, the three angels of Chabala, of affliction that gave Doeg the smackdown before he died. Echad shichir tomudo, one that forgot his learning. Echad seven nishmas, his soul got burned. Echad shepizer afaro bebeti kinesis batim midrashos. They scattered his ashes in the shuls in the batim midrashim. V'amer Rabbi Yochanan, Doeg v'tachav lo ro zed. They didn't see each other. I mean, they weren't at the same time. Doeg mei shal v'chtov mei David. They were two totally different times. From Rabbi Yochanan, Doeg v'chtov lo chatzi yameyam. They didn't live out even half of their years. Tanya Namiyachi, Bryce supports us. Achi Damu Mirma Lechse Yemeim, and a bloodshed and deceit will not live out half of their days. Right? Doeg, we know, because he killed the Kohen of Nov, and Achitofel was a trickster. He messed over David Amelech. Kol Shinosef Shadoeg, Loyala, Shosim Arba, Veshachitofel, Yenala, Shloshim, Shalosh, 33 years. Wow. V'yom Rabbi Yochanan, Batchila Kar David Achidovah Rabbah. First David Mel called Achidovah his Rabbi. L'sof Kar Chaver, they called him his friend. L'sof Kar Talmidah, in the end he called him his Talmud. Batchila Kar Rabbah, because Rabbi Vata Enosh Kar Ki Alufi Miyadi. Right, but it is you, a man of my measure, my mentor, and my advisor. L'sof Kar Chaver, called him friend. Shoyachtov, Namtik Soli Beis Elokim Nalech Regesh. Together we would be. Take sweet counsel in the house of God. We would walk in company. Ulubisov Karu Talmido is called a student. Gami Shlomi Hashem Batachdibo, even my ally, in whom I trusted. Beep, turn the page. Okay, for eat my bread and raised is healed to trample me. And what does that mean? Eat my bread. Rashi says, "Lomni Torah." See, he learned my Torah. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.